Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
15 years ago this month, we met Pam Harper. She began joining us on our show, and we couldn't do without her. Hey, Pam Harper, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a real pleasure. I can't believe it's been that long already.
We've had some fun, haven't we?
We really have.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that that's what got me thinking about this topic that we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. So, Pam Harper, folks, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, of course, and Pam has been a great guest now all these years. Pam, I need your website, please.
It's businessadvance.com, and the podcast is growthigniteersradio.com.
There you go. So check that out. It's a great program.
You get your podcast.
So we're talking about ceremonies, and you've got a story to tell us about ceremonies.
Well, I think that the story, the context of the story is that what is a celebration to some people can be a setback to others, and you think, how is this possible? The story is a small business that was successfully growing. The owner was very happy to have sold his company to a larger company. However, the setback in all of this was that there were a lot of people who'd been with the company for years, helped them grow from the time that they were first born, so to speak, and they were very upset at the prospect that this company was going to close their physical location and move to another location. Mm-hmm. It was not going to be the same company. So the owner was delighted with what was going on. But these people were very upset, and in fact, it was distracting them from their work with customers, many of them. So what we ended up doing in this case was helping them to go through a period of a ceremony where they needed to acknowledge what was going on, and helping them to get their feelings out. What was very interesting is they weren't required to be there, but a lot of people chose to come on a Saturday morning, and almost every single person showed up. And we talked about, well, how does it feel? Went around a room. Everybody said a word, and some of the words were good, but a lot of them were bad. Mm. And until we got through it about four times, we went around the circle. And then finally I said, and now, what are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, that's a really good
point. Why would you call that a gathering or ceremony?
It was a ceremony of sorts. Remember, ceremonies can look like different things. But let me finish the story, because the story is very positive. When people were able to process how they felt and get it out and acknowledge that this was not going to be the same company, but they had to stay there for an indefinite time until the company actually did physically move, and they didn't know when that date was, what we decided to do is to help them figure out as a group, individually, I should say, what was next for these people. How were they going to put together resumes? How were they going to find new jobs? Mm-hmm. And they loved that because they felt like they were going to be okay. And the company also incented them to stay. And so what ended up happening as a result of this ceremony is people started saying, you know, I started out being upset, but this is going to be the beginning of something good for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay. And because I had the experience of having hired many people, I told them what to expect when they went out for interviews. A lot of these people had never been out before. So I told them what they were going to expect, you know, how many different kinds of questions they might have to answer and everything else. So people wrote down, for instance, feedback that I never thought that I would find this to be positive, but it really was. Mm-hmm. The people, the upshot was these people stayed for 9 more months until that company closed its doors and moved to a new location.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these people ended up going on to other jobs. It was a very solemn but very youthful
So it was, it was kind of cathartic. It was cathartic, too, wasn't it, for them?
Exactly. And so what I am saying is this is an example of helping people with resilience. You know, we talk a lot about resilience over the years. This is a way of helping people to become more resilient. So a ceremony can be happy, joyous. You know, we've hit a milestone.
So I think I did a little one like that once.
Did you?
In my little company, back in December of 2008, when we didn't know what was going to happen. Right? You remember that? Remember 2008 when? When we thought thought the world was coming apart after the crash, not the recession, the crash of 08, the crisis of 08, the manufactured crisis of 08, that don't get me started talking about it. But I could tell that my employees were antsy, that they were a little bit distracted and nervous, because that crash hurt my company. And so I just got them in a little circle. I got everybody in a circle, and I just said, guys, I've been around a long time. I've been through things like this before. And I don't know what the future holds, but I will tell you this. When I've gone through this before, I made it out the other side, and I survived. So for whatever that might mean to you, I just wanted you to know that. And then I let them talk about what was on their mind. And when we got through, everybody went back to work, and it was like everybody was okay. What do you think? Did I have a ceremony?
That's right. That is a ceremony. So it is a type of ceremony. There are many ceremonies, joyous, some like the ones we're talking about. Another big one that I
But if I call somebody in and said, "Have a seat, we're going to have a ceremony about you leaving." That's not a ceremony, is it?
That's a special ceremony.
We've got a plan, but you're not part of it. That's not a ceremony, is it, fam? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.